It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The chairman of the Erie County GOP, Michael Crocker, joining us. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Michael, let's go back to Thursday. The verdict came down. Now, you were part of our coverage. You joined David Bellavia Thursday night. But take us back. What was your initial thought when you heard guilty on all 34 charges?
Well, I think it was a very sad day for our country. This is so clearly a political prosecution, not a criminal prosecution. The district attorney who brought this case, Alvin Bragg, campaigned on a promise of refusing to prosecute serious crimes like robbery and prostitution. I think Donald Trump might be the first person prosecuted under District Attorney Alvin Bragg as his city descends into chaos under his leadership as New York City Manhattan District Attorney. But from day one, that was his intent. They sought out to find something to prosecute Donald Trump on. And then you had a trial that was a disaster. The Trump legal defense team was not given the opportunity to call key witnesses. The instructions to the jury were a disaster. I think it's very likely this case gets overturned on appeal. But the Democrats have achieved their political goal of saying Donald Trump is a convicted felon. But I think the American people are going to see right through it.
Now, I want to talk more about the fallout, but I want to ask your thought on the sentencing. July 11th, 4 days before the Republican convention. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, there's very little chance of jail time. But with what this judge has done, Michael, do you think there's a chance we see Donald Trump behind bars?
Well, I can't necessarily say that. I don't know one way or the other. I'm not an attorney. Certainly, the president's going to have his folks working aggressively to defend him, as is his right. But, you know, you mentioned the national convention. Everything about this case is political all the way up until the sentencing, right? Just days before he's scheduled to take the stage in Milwaukee to accept the nomination of the Republican Party as our 2024 presidential nominee, he's going to be just days earlier in a courtroom defending himself from this political hit job. The whole thing reeks of politics. I think, you know, a vast majority of Americans see this for what it is, a political witch hunt against Joe Biden's top political opponent. And for a Democratic Party that has for years tried to tie Donald Trump to Vladimir Putin, they're utilizing Putin-esque tactics to destroy the Republican nominee and silence the will of the millions of people who support Donald Trump.
You know, Michael, we hear so much. Obviously, we heard in 2016, politics will never be the same. You know, the media telling us that when it comes to Donald Trump. But, you know, after the conviction Thursday, I mean, there is some truth that politics will never be the same after what we saw in New York City, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I am concerned about the implications that this is going to have for our country. You know, that somehow now it's sort of an accepted norm that you can prosecute your political opponents. I mean, this is stuff that's been going on in New York State for a long time. I mean, the progressive prosecutors in this state have been attacking their political opponents all the time. Now we've taken this national and a historic and sad day for America. But, you know, people who complain about there being a two-tier justice system, look at the fact that Hunter Biden is walking free, that Hillary Clinton never got the scrutiny that was due to her. Yet Donald Trump is being convicted for a really non-serious offense related to his business dealings because they were intent on finding something to prosecute him on so that they could destroy him and his political movement.
What do you say about, you know, people saying it's time for Republicans to get even? It's time for an AG to find something to put a Democrat on trial for. I mean, do you believe in the, hey, what's good for them is good for us? What's your take on that?
Well, I mean, this is the problem with what the Democrats and their allies in the judicial system have done, is that they've sort of set this standard that now people are going to be looking for, the Republicans or the other side to, take escalating action. And I think that's a really, really concerning notion for, you know, our democracy, our society. But that's when you have such a political farce where everybody can see this for what it was, you're going to have those types of reactions. And I think the left is going to regret that they brought these you know, bogus charges against the president, because it's going to erode the public's trust in our civic institutions. No question.
What did you think about the fundraising in the 24 hours following the conviction?
Well, certainly you see that the base is with stands behind President Trump. The fact that his Win Red page crashed only hours after the conviction shows that his support is strong as ever. You know, you see polls that there are many, many people who feel even more implored to vote for President Trump. And I talked to a number of Republicans, people who were maybe on the fence with President Trump, as you know, he's been a polarizing figure. There are those who strongly support him. But I talked to a number of folks who were maybe not all on board. And then after Thursday, you know, our phones were ringing off the hook at Republican headquarters where people want lawn signs. People want to know where they could send checks, how they can volunteer. So the Republican Party, the Trump base, is energized as ever. And there is absolutely no matching enthusiasm on the other side.
Now, I got to bring this up. Last time we talked, you and I talked, we talked about this. You know, since then, the polls, depending where you look, but some polls have Joe Biden only up by 7 in New York State. Now, as you know, I mean, this is a heavily Democratic state. Do you think that former President Trump is starting to appeal to Democrats and that there is a likelihood that he can make up those 7 points here in New York?
Yeah, I mean, the president's been talking for a long time about New York State being a battleground. And, of course, people laughed at that notion. And then you see Siena and Emerson come out with two polls in a matter of a week of one another, showing a single-digit lead for Joe Biden in a state that he carried by over 20 points in 2020. You know, we saw it in 2022 with Lee Zeldin's significant campaign for governor that New York State statewide is in play. Certainly, this is going to be a key state for protecting our Republican House majority. So there's going to be a historic investment in New York State from the National Republican Party, and that's going to benefit all of our candidates down ballot. But I believe the president has the ability to close that gap, and I think New York can be a competitive state for President Trump.
Now, Michael, you work on campaigns, and obviously Joe Biden, I mean, we know the issues in the White House with Joe Biden, and I think there's a lot of Democrats that would, you know, agree if they weren't on the record. But do you think this close for New York, what is close between Biden and Trump, do you think that has to do with Kathy Hochul as well, and do you think there's a way Trump can work that into his campaign message?
Oh, certainly. I mean, the Governor Hochul, I mean, I've never seen a political figure who's never been able to really get her numbers up. She's, you know, never been asked to endorse candidates. I mean, she's a wildly unpopular governor, even here in Western New York. But, you know, I think the reality is these charges were brought against Donald Trump because the Democrats needed something to run on. They cannot run on cost of living because we're experiencing record inflation. They can't run on a secure border because our border is wide open and that crisis has made its way all the way up to New York. So they just don't have anything to run on. So then they need to try and destroy their opposition. And that's exactly why you saw what took place on Thursday.
Now, Michael, we have primaries for state elections coming up June 25th. Are you guys hard at work putting that together?
Yeah, we've not a ton of primaries out here. We have one assembly primary in the 147th between Assemblyman Dave DiPietro and Mitch Martin. And then we have some local Republican committee primaries in a few towns across the county, but I certainly always encourage our Republican voters to get out and take part in these primaries. If you have one, if you aren't sure, you can call Republican headquarters and we'll be happy to direct you to whether or not you have a primary on June 25th. And early voting is around the corner, and as we always do, we are, you know, certainly putting a lot of effort into early voting to make sure our Republican voters take advantage of that opportunity to not only help in the primary elections, but certainly going to be important for us in the general.
Now, I don't want to put you on the spot here. As you heard, I invited Congressman Tim Kennedy on today to, you know, get his perspective of what happened. We did not hear back. Do we have a candidate in mind to run against Congressman Tim Kennedy in November?
So Anthony Marecki, a local Republican attorney, is on the ballot against Congressman Kennedy. Sorry, I got to get used to that. We had, obviously, Gary Dixon, our West Seneca Republican supervisor, run against Congressman Kennedy in the primary. But right now we have Anthony Marecchi, a local attorney, poised to take the fight to Tim Kennedy this November.
All right. Sounds good. Michael Crocker, the GOP chairman, the Erie County GOP chairman. Michael, thank you so much for joining me today, and Tom on Friday and David on Thursday. Really appreciate it.
Good to be with you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.